Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second only in Parsha's Chayisara. That's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the pasuk tells us Vayakam Sadei Ephraim, and the field of Ephraim stood Asher B'Machpelah. It was in the Machpelah. Asher Lifnei Mamre, it was before Mamre. Hasadev Hamara Asher Boi, the field and the cave that was in it. V'Cholayis Asher B'Sadeh, and all the trees that were in the field. Asher B'Chol Gvulay Saviv, and its entire borders. Who and what did this field stand for? La Avraham Ta Avram LeMikna, as a purchase. La'Enei B'nei Ches, in front of the B'nei Ches. B'Chol Boi Shar Iroi, in front of all those that came by the gate of the city. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayakam Sadeh Ephraim. So what's this word Vayakam? It stood. What does that mean? Tekumah Haisalai. It had a solid standing now. That's because Shiyatsim Yad Hedyat Liad Melech, it went from a simple person from Ephraim into the hands of a king, into Avram's hands. Upshuta Shalmekra, and the simple understanding is Vayakam Asad Vamar Asher Boi V'chola Itzla Avram L'mikna, that this entire field and the cave and all the trees in it, it now stood. It was established as a purchase for Avram. And Pasuk Yud Chesen Rashi, it says B'chol Boi Shar Iroi Bekerev Kulam, it was in front of everyone. Uvamamad Kulam Hiknoloi, he was makne tim, he gave it over to him in front of everyone. Everyone saw the purchase. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes. V'achre Kain afterwards, Kavar Avram Asar Ishtai, Avram buried Sarah his wife, El Ma'aris Deha Machpelah, inside the cave of the field of Al Pnei Mamre, facing Mamre, He Chevron, that's Chevron, Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. V'yokam Asadev Amar Asherbar La'Avram L'chuzas Kever Me'ez B'nei Ches, and the field and the cave that was in it was established for Avram as a holding of a grave from the people of Ches. Now Perek Chav Dalel, the Chumash tells us, V'Avram Zaken, Avram was old, Ba Bayamim, coming along in days. V'Hashem Berechas Avram Bakel, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Aleph. What does that mean? Berchas Avram Bakoil. He blessed Avram with everything. Bakoil Ela Begmatria Ben. Bakoil is actually Gematria. It's the numerical value of Ben, of son. Ben. Now that he had a son, he had Yitzchak. Hayotzar Chasia Isha. He has to marry him off to a wife. Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. Vayomer Avram Al Avdo Zakan Beisoi Hamoshe Bechal Shaloi. Avram told his servant, the elder of his house, the one that controlled everything that was his. Simna Yotcha Tachas Rechi. Place your hand under my thigh. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis, and take a look at the second Rashi. Tachas Rechi. Why is it that Avram asked Eliezer to hold on to something under his thigh, and we're going to see what that is in a minute. That's Lafisha Nishba Tzarch Sheitel B'yad HaChevetz Shel Mitzvah. Someone who's about to swear, he has to hold a Chevetz Shel Mitzvah, a mitzvah object in his hand. Kagan, for example, he has to hold a Sefer Torah, a Tefillin, the Hamila Haisa Mitzvah Rishayin Olay, and Avram Avinu's Bris Mila, that was his first mitzvah, Ubay Olay Aladei Tzar, and it came to him through a lot of pain. Vaya Chaviva Olav, and it was very cherished to him, it was very dear to him, so therefore, when Natala, he had Eliezer hold on to his Mila. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. So what did Avram make him swear? V'yashbiacha, and I will have you swear, says Avram to Eliezer, B'Hashem Elokei Shemayim Elokei Haaretz, in Hashem, the God of Shemayim, the God of Aretz, Asher Lo Yisikach Isha Livni B'Mnei Sakanani, that you will not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Kanani, Asher Anochi Yashe Bekirboi, that I dwell among the Kanani, Ki Mel Artzi Vel Melati Telech, rather you should go to my land and my birthplace, V'Lokach Te Isha Livni L'Yitzchak, and there you should take a wife for my son for Yitzchak. V'Yimer Lavo Evan, and the servant told him, Ulai Lo Seva Isha Lachas Acharei El Aretz Ezois, perhaps the woman is not going to want to go back with me to this land. Ha'ashev Ashev Ezben Chal Aretz Asher Atzasim Sham. Should I take your son and return him to the place where you left from there? Meaning, should I take Yitzchak with me? And Avram said, you should be very careful, lest you bring my son back there. Hashem, the God of the Shemayim, he took me from my father's house and from my birthplace. And that he spoke to me, and he swore to me, saying, to your offspring, I'm going to give this land. He's going to send his messenger before you. And you're going to take a wife for my son over there. If the woman doesn't want to go after you, you shall be clean from my shvua, from this one that you're swearing to me. Just do not bring my son back over there. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Now, Rashi addresses, Avram Avinu did not say Elokei Haaretz as he was talking to Eliezer over here, and previously, meaning just a couple of psukim ago, he said, I'm going to have you swear to Elokei Shemayim ve'Elokei Haaretz. Why did he leave out Elokei Haaretz over here? Amar Loi, so he was telling Eliezer right now, Achshav hu Elokei Shemayim Elokei Haaretz. Right now, the one you're swearing to is already considered Elokei Shemayim and Elokei Haaretz. Sheher galtiv b'fi abriyas, because now I've already accustomed people to realizing that not only is he a God in heaven, but he's also a God here on earth. Avok shel kachanim beis avi, when he took me from my father's house, ha Elokei Shemayim v'lo Elokei Haaretz, he wasn't considered the God of the land, meaning Shaloi hayu bay el makirin bay, no one knew who he was, Ushmaila hayu ragaba aretz, and therefore people didn't realize that he was also the God of the Aretz. And since Avram is telling Eliezer what happened back in the day, he was saying back then Hashem was really only considered Elokei Shemayim because no one knew about him over here. And he says, Hashem took me beis avi from my father's house, that's mecharon, and umeretz meolati, that's meur kazdim, and vasher diberli, he spoke to me. That doesn't mean he spoke to me, it means letzarchi, he spoke for my needs. Kamay asher diber olai means he spoke about me. Go to the last Rashi, vasher nishbali, and he swore to me bein habasarim, that's by the bris bein habasarim. So next pasuk in Rashi, v'nikisa mishvuasi yuzayis, you're going to be clean from this shvua. So then you should take a wife for him from the daughters of Aner, Eshkol, Mamre. And even though they're Kenanim, they're the best Kenanim that there are. And Avram had told him, Rak es bani, only my son don't bring there. So Rak miyatu, the word Rak over here is actually a limitation. And what do we understand from there? Bani ene chayzer, my son, he's not going to go back there. Avol Yaakov ben bani, saife lachzer. But Yaakov, my grandson, he's going to end up going back. He's going to have to leave Eretz Yisrael. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Vayasam ho'eved es yodei, and the Eved placed his hand to tachas yarech Avram Adonav under the thigh of Avram, his master, Vayishav aloi, and he swore to him al devar hazeh on this matter. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the third aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.